Keep your back straight, neck straight. Place your hands either in the lap or on the knees, wherever comfortable. Close your eyes and keep them closed. Take some deep breaths. Relax the body, calm the mind. Observe your breath flowing in and out. Observe the stomach and chest expanding and contracting. Observe your human body with the mind's eye. See yourself as the soul, the divine spark in the region of the heart. You are the soul. Your goal in life is to attain God. You want the grace of God. Take yourself to Sri Vrindavan Dham. See the river Yamuna. See the huts of the Brajbasis. You are 5,000 years ago in the past. Lord Krishna has taken avatar. Go into the Kunj, the forest grove. There, Radharani is giving you darshan. See Radharani? She is sitting on a beautiful singhasan, the mother of the universe, the Yogamaya Shakti, Murtiman Bhakti. She has got a dark blue sari with a diamond crown on her head and fair complexion, sitting on a golden and silver throne. Do pranam to Radharani, place your head at her feet. O Radhe, by the grace of your lotus feet, big yogis cross over the ocean of life and death. Please help me meet Lord Krishna. Bestow bhakti in my heart. Develop this mood that Radharani is the number one devotee of Lord Krishna. By serving Radha, you will automatically please Krishna. Think she is my Swamini and I am her Dasi. She is the Swamini and I am the Dasi. And now wish to serve her. So mentally folding your hands, request Radharani for seva. She is smiling and giving her consent. So stand by the side of Radharani in this kunj of Vrindavan. Take the crown off her head and the bindi from her forehead. With a soft, moist cloth, you rub her face gently. She is infinitely more beautiful than the most beautiful person in the universe. You are serving her. Now take a soft, dry towel and gently rub her face. Now take some kajal black collyrium and apply it to Radharani's eyes. She does not need anything, but as a blessing, she is allowing you to serve her, to help you cultivate bhakti. That is her grace upon you, which you have got by the Guru. Now, take the bindi, the red colored bindi, and place it on the center of her forehead. Take ear tops and hang them from Radharani's earlobes. Take the nut and hang it from Radharani's nose. Every ornament is enhancing her infinite beauty. Now take a necklace of diamonds and tie it around Radhaji's neck. It is falling up to her chest. Take a bigger necklace now and hang that around Radhaji. It is coming up to the navel. She is looking, by her effulgence, the jewels are shining even more. Take a pearl necklace, little bigger, and put it around Radhaji's neck. Now take a garland of jasmine flowers with a few roses and garland Radharani with that. Now comb her hair, her luscious black hair, long, and then tie it into a veni. Tie the silken thread into the veni. And place the diamond crown on her head. And cover her head with her chunari. Now take small string of golden bells and tie around Radharani's waist. These are called the kinkinis. So when she walks, there's a melodious sound that will pull the mind of Lord Krishna. Take some bangles, glass bangles, and slip them over Radharani's hands onto the wrists. Now take some golden bangles and slip them over the hands onto the wrists. Tie some ankle bells to Radharani's ankles. Offer some rose petals at her feet and offer your pranam to Radharani. Now sit in front of Radharani and pray, O Divine Mother, I do not know bhakti, but you are Patita Pavan, the savior of the destitutes. Please bestow love for God in my heart. With this prayer, we bring the meditation to a close. Rub your palms physically together. Place the palms over the eyes, relax the eyelids, calm the mind. Gently rubbing your eyes with your fingers, with a few blinks, open them.